ויאמר השם אל אברהם, לך לך מארצך וממולדתך, מבית אביך לארץ אשר אראך. רש"י says, לך לך לאנוסך ולטובסך. שם אשך לגוי גדול, וכאן יהיה אתה זוכה לבנים. ועוד שהודיע טובך בעולם. So you're not going to be zochel b'anim here. So go there. So it's Gemar in Rosh Hashanah. Gemar says like this. Amar b'Yitzchak. Rosh Hashanah daf tezayin amud beis. Amar b'Yitzchak. Arba advarim mekarin gzardino shal adam. Ve'elu hein. Four things karei gzardin shal adam. Tztaka, tzaka, shinoi Hashem v'shinoi Maisa. So Gemar brings makor for all of them. For shinoi Hashem, it brings from later on the parasha. Sarai ishtecha. Lo sikra et shmo sarai ki sara shmo. And after that it says v'rachti yoso. V'gam nasati mimenu l'cha ben. So there was a kriya. So the gzardin was nikra. Ayidei kriya. Ayidei shinoi Hashem. Then after those four, tzedaka, tzaka, shinoi Hashem, shinoi Maisa. So Gemara says yesh omrim af shinoi makom. What's the makom?
This is the Hamashiach thing.
Makor for shinoi makom. Gemara says is Vayomer Hashem El Avram Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, and afterwards it says Eschel Lagoy Gadol. So Ayde Shinoi Makom. So Eschel Lagoy Gadol. So Gemara asks, why is the Tanakama? This is the Yesh Omer. Why is Tanakama not say Shinoi Makom? So it says Ida Chahu Zechus Deretz Yisrael Huda Hanyalei. It's a Zechus Deretz Yisrael that will be going for Avram to be Eschel Lagoy Gadol, but not. It's not a raya that Shinoi Makom is correct Zartin Shel Adam. Now the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Dal Amu Aleph says as follows: Amar of Ami, Avram v'Sara tumtumin hayu. Avram v'Sara both tumtums, which is not, it's not clear if they have every zachar or even the keva. And the Gemara says after that, Amar of Nachman, Amar Rab Baravua, Sara imenu islandess haysa. Sara was an islandess. Pasuk says ein lo vlad. It means afilu beis vlad ein lo. She didn't have the islandess is somebody without simanei. It's a woman without simone isha, so she can't give birth. So, according to those Gemaras, that Sora was either an islandess or a tumtum, and Avram as well was a tumtum. So you could explain the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah of shinoi makom and shinoi Hashem by Sora, but shinoi makom is korei gzardin shel adam because the gzardin of Avram and Sora was to be yechidim. Like the Marsha and Yevamos over there, in Samech Dalet, Taka says that their Gzardin was to be Yechidim. And Ayidei Shinoi Hashem B'Shinoi Makom, they were Zocha to Refuah to their Makkah. That they were able to have their lineage go on.
Would they eventually, through the Nais, they got the organs, what they needed. Right?
They got the what?
They got the organ to get to have children.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise, like, it's weird. Like, the Yitzchak is totally a Nais. He wasn't really a descendant of Avraham and Sarah.
Yeah, we'll see about that in a second. So, also...
We're not really a descendant of Avraham and Sarah, that means.
We are.
Because it's totally a Nais when they had a child.
It was a Nais, but it happened.
There's some teva, I guess.
Right, so... L'maisa, just an interesting horror. Derech Sachos Yesh Lama. The Gemara says Arba Dvarim Mekarin Gzardin Shel Adam. So you can say Loshen Mekarin. Why the Gemara Davka chose Loshen of Korei Gzardin Shel Adam is Ayidei Shinei Shem Shinei Makom. So they became Tumtum Shinikru. So Din of a Tumtum, your Korea, the skin over it. So that's a different day. A day of Tumtum, of at least Tumtum. So there was a Kriya in the Gzardin. It was also a physical Kriya. Now that's all in the Marsha. Toso Samach Dalal, you can't say this pshat. Toso Samach Dalal there says Loshen, Mistama Kfar Nikra Keshnos Sarah. Mistama Avram already was a Tumtum Shnikra before he married Sarah. So if so, then
what's this on?
On that Gemara of they were Tumtumin. Okay. Or it's not that they were Maskal there, but that's on the concept that they couldn't give birth. So Avram just. Out of the context, Avram, so Tosfos says Avram was a tumtum before, so you can't say that the shinei shem and the shinei, because so then that was already the end of Parshas Noach. Here we're saying that Ayidei Shinoi Makom is what led to the kriya of the tumtum. So, but the truth is, even in Marasha, it's a difficult pshat because there's Mishnah Yevamos Daf Pei Aleph that says Rav Yehuda Omer tumtum shenikra. Nimtza Zachar, lo yachlot. You have a mace, so din vibum, so the ach does yibum, or chalitza. So if the ach is a tum tum shenikra, and it turns out to be a zacher. He has every zacher, so he doesn't do chalitza. Mipnei shehu kesris, the Mishnah says, because he's like a sris, which means that it's not shaykh chalitza, because a sris is a slav bar kayama, so there's no din of yibum or chalitza by a sris. So tum tum shenikra is like a sris. So lechora that means that it's not shaykh leda, even by tum tum shenikra. If it was shaykh refuah by tum tum shenikra, so then there would be chalitza. There's a previous Mishnah you've almost that says that Eliezer holds that by a sris chama, at least, there it's shaykh refuah. So it's shaykh refuah, so then there is chalitza. But here we're saying there's no chalitza, so that means there's no refuah. So if so, it's not shaykh refuah, so how can you say this pshat b'chlal? Elma, you have to say, like you were saying before, that it was derech neis. You find this inyan, Tosfos in Gittin daf mem vav amud beis, holds that an islandess does not have refuah. Tosfos asks, I sora. Tosfos says, e maskir and mais and nisa. So Sarah was different. So the same way Tosfos says that Gabe Sarah being an islandess, he can also say the Indian that they're a tumtumin, that even though Be'etzem is not Shayach Refuah, but Aydei Neis, go Shayach Refuah. Now this Indian of Shinu Makom, that's Korei Exar Den Shal Odom, so there's a Gemara in Bab Metzia, Daf Ayin Hei Mubeis, the end of the Ezu Nesha. The Gemara says like this, Shlosh Tzorokin Ve'enu Nen. Three people yell out and aren't answered. Ve'elu Hein. Mishish Lomos, someone who has money and lends them out without Edom. So he yells out, give me my money back. He has no one to answer him because he didn't lend out with Edom. Hakona Adon Li Atzmo, Mr. Gemara will explain what that is. And Misha Ishto Moshela Salov. So on those three things, so can Vein on Nanan. So Gemara asks, Kona Adon Li Atzmo Maihi. What is Kona Adon Li Atzmo? So Gemara says, Ikeda Amri Tol Nechasa Benachri. Some say it's Tol Nechasa Benachri. It's somebody who doesn't want to look like he's rich, so he says, oh, these coins in my house, they really belong to such and such Nachri, and not that they shouldn't look rich. But then, if a Nachri gets word that he's doing this, he'll be mamid Edom, and the Edom will be made, and really the money is his. So that's Kona Adonli Atzmo, that the Nachri, that he's Kona Adonli Atzmo, the Nachri is Kona him through his messed up, through what he messed up by the Diburo. Gemara says, "Second shot, ikad amri, I kosev nechasev lebanav b'chayev." You write over your nechasim to your son b'chayev, so you lose your nechasim. That's also kana only atzmo. Then the Gemara says, "Ikad amri." This is what's important for us. The bishlei b'hamasa v'lo azel masa achrina. The bishlei b'hamasa, things are going bad or busha for you in this city, and you don't want to go to a different city. So the Marsha asks over there, "B'mesia ayin hey mabeis lo yadati lechaven amai kari le kana only atzmo." I don't know why this case of Bishlei Bahamosa Veloaz Lamasa Achrisa, why that's called Kona Adon Liatzmo. In fact, I don't want to go to a different city, and that. So, what's that got to do with Kona Adon Liatzmo? So, he says, Yesh Lefarish, that really this pshat of Manda Bishlei Bahamosa Veloaz Lamasa Achrisa, it's not. The Ikad Amri is not going back on the explanation of Tolo Nechos on Kona Adon Liatzmo. It's going back on the Ikar Memra. We said, there's Shlosha that it's Soken Ve'eno Nenen. Misha Hilvin Moz, below Edom, and Ishta Moshe Losolov, and Kona Adon Liatzmo. So, this new pshat of Bishle Baham Mosa, Loas Lamasa Achrisa, is not an explanation of Kona Adon Liatzmo, but rather it's an explanation of Shosha Sokin Veino Nenin. It's in Ikad Amri, it's a fourth pshat on that. And he says, Yesh Lefarish, Marsha says, it's going on Sokin Veino Nenin, that he's soik here, and he's not nene, because if he were to be soik mokom acher, he would be nene. Why would he be nene mokom acher? I'll be the Gemara Shoshana. The Shinei mokom is korei gzar dino shel odom. So that's why it's soik and nene, because he should have. Why is he yelling here? He should have gone to a different place and yell. That's how he says Pshan the Gemara. And also, in as true as Michosos Larashbos, and in Resh Pehe, also the learns that Gemara, Mandabishle Behol Masa, Laws of Masa Achrisas, I'll be the Gemara Shoshana. That one of the ways to get kaporis is Aide Shinei mokom. Now, L'chore is a pashat ha'ara. If you say that Bishle b'homosav l'masa achrisa is going back on Tzolkin v'eino nenen, why isn't it mentioned in Ikar Memra? Tara b'na, shlosh Tzolkin v'eino nenen. And it says the three things. And then it explains Kona Adon Liatzmo, and then it says Ikar D'Amri, a fourth pshat. Just why isn't it say in Ikar Memra? But you can say l'chore very simple. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah also, that the din of shinim. Okay, so we get bish manda bishle b'chom masal loasal masal achris the din of shinim makom. Shinim makom itself is also not mentioned in Ikar Memor Rosh Hashanah. It said arba dvar mekarings ardil shalom tztaka tzaka shino yashem and shinim maisa v'yesh omrim af shinim makom. So the same way there that the Tanakhama doesn't hold shinim makom is correct ardil shalom. There's no raya from Avraham because there you could say a different pshat. You could say a pshat of zechus there's shol gorim. So it's only Yesh Omrim that said that. So too, the Gemara in the end of the Bumin Si, in the end of Ezer Nesha says, Ikeda Amri, Mandibishli of Bahamas of Bahamas of Achrina. It's not a kasha that's not mentioned in Ikar Memra of Shloshan Solkin Veno Nenin. It's only Lashon Ikeda Amri, because in the Hanami. So too there, the Tanakama only holds the Arbidvar Makarang Zardino Shalom. Shine Makom, that's Karik Zardino Shalom, that's only Betor Yesh Omrim. So to here, it's only Ikeda Amri that say that, but it's not the Ikar Tana that holds that one.
Because the Ein and Nen is because you should be Mishan Makom.
That the pshat and shlosh kaimer nenin. So shaila is shine makom a reason to say that is that tain on him? So the same way it's a machlokas back Rosh Hashanah, it's only yesh omer that said that. So to hear it's only ikad amri. That's why it wasn't mentioned in ikar memra. Okay. Pasuk yud aleph. Vayhi kasher hikrif lovo mitzrayimo. Vayomer al sorai ishto hinei no yadati ki isha yifas mare'a. Now I know isha yifas mare'a. Rashi brings three pshatim. The first pshat in Rashi, Medrash Agoda. Ad achshav lo hikir bo mitoch tzniya shebishneim. Until now, he didn't recognize her yofi because of the tzniya shebishneim. Ve'achshav hikir bo ayde maisa. Now ayde maisa, he saw that she was yofi. So this is a Gemara Bava Basra. The Gemara Bava Basra says, Darshan says, pasuk v'nei no yadati, says, mechad me kara lo have yadala. It's mashmah that until now, he wasn't aware of her yofi. So the Marasha, the Maral, and Sesei Chamim, and Yaakov, they all ask Kash. The Gemara in Kiddushin, that Mem Aleph, says also the Odom Lekadesh Isha Ad Sheyirena, Shema Tiskan Alof. You can't marry a woman until you see her. Maybe she'll be disgusting to you. And Avram Avinu, we know, was kind of called Torah Kula. It's Mishnah in Kiddushin Pei Beis, and the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chavches. So if so, how was he not Mekayim Yisinu of Osel Lekadesh Isha Ad Sheyirena? If Rashi here and the Gemara seem to Darshan, that al achshav lo hikar ba mitoch tzniya shebishneim, he didn't see her. So Marsha answers in his first teretz, in Sisei Chachamim, definitely bina ruseha, Avram saw her. Just after the nisuin mitoch tzniya, he didn't see her. And now, he thought maybe she wasn't omad biyofia, is a knusa. Now yidei maisa, he saw that she is still omad biyofia. Another pshat, is the whole Isser of Asul Alam Kadesh Isha Asher Enna is only Shema Tiskana Olov. But by Avram Vinu, he didn't have this Chashas of Shema Tiskana Olov, either because of his Maila, of he was Chosid in Sanua, and he wasn't worried about Shema Tiskana Olov, or because you could say, Opi Digmar Megillah, Daf Tezvav, that Arba Noshim Yafios Biolam, one of the women listed there is Sari Meno, so there's no issue of Shema Tiskana. It was Yidua that Sara wasn't going to be Meguna.
Isn't that a bigger shala? Why could they get married if they're both Tumtumin?
You went back to what?
Yeah, why do they not get married if they're both Tumtumin? It's fine. I don't know. If you can't have children at all, you can't. Why?
Right. I hear. Maybe he. I don't know the whole thing. I mean. The Shaila didn't prove who is this. It's not Shaila prove who's still mitzvah. This Rambam holds mitzvah of Kiddushin. I don't know if it's still prove. Okay. Another teretz. So lechor, this obviously this is then derabanan. It's only Shema Tiskanelov. Also the Olam Kadesh Isha Achirena Shema Tiskanelov. It's not pasha that the Avos were Mekayim Dina derabanan. Pasha says they were because Gemara says Kaim Amar Vino Kaim Kol Torah Kula Figlo Erev Tavshilin. But there's many dinim within the after Chakamoch which are derabanan. Pasha says it's derabanan. I don't think you find one that says it's deraisa. So Pasha says they're mekayim derabanan because it says afilo erev tashil. Avram was mekayim. However, it's not Pasha that he was mekayim derabanan. There are a chevel of achronim that learned that the avos were not mekayim derabanan. There's a redvaz in tshuva. There is prima gadam holds that way. There's a chida and chulin and more. And there's a few explanations why Erev Tavshilin might be different, but another pshat is, it's not clear the Gersa was Erev Tavshilin. Some have the Gersa of Erev Tchumen, that he was a Mekayim Afilu Erev Tchumen. because the Gemara darshan is from Ekev Asher Shama Avraham Bekoli Vayishmor Mishmarti. Ekev is loshen ankle is loshen of tchum. That's the Rav Taka says that. That there are Mekayim Afilu and others. There's Erev Tchumen. Erev Tchumen, the Achar Yud Beis Meal, she does Rambam and Rif. Outside of Yud Beis Meal is the rice. So it's not a Raya that they're Mekayim Durabanon. Also, there's a Tosos that Asakenim says, oh, interesting Psha, and wasn't mean Afilu Kaim Erev Tavshilon. Doesn't mean Erev Tavshilon the way we understand it. It means they were Mekayim, it was Mekayim Basar Becholov. The Mice with Malachim, he says there, they use he understands that he wasn't over the Isra Basar B'Cholof, he was Mekayim, he kept Basar B'Cholof, so Erev Tavshilin is a mixture of Tavshilin, a mixture of Basar B'Cholof, he kept Afilu Erev Tavshilin, so the Taza Kenim says. If that's the Pshat, then if it's, you have to know if that's, I mean, only the Rech Bishol Asra Torah, but if there was Bishol, if he kept, say, if he kept Afilu Erev Tavshilin, he kept even the Inyan Daraisa of Basar B'Cholof, so there's no right that he kept the Rabban. So if so, also the Kaish Isha Achirena, it's no kasha if Avram didn't keep the Rabbanans. The Marasha answers Alpi his Shita everywhere. The Marasha, in the Basra, he says over in Yevamos Daf Kuf as well, and Yom HaChavches, that Avram only kept the Torah Achar Mila. And this was, of course, this Maisa was also the Kaish Achirena, obviously before the Mila. There are chronim that are not like that. The Re'im does not hold that way. Maybe we'll see later. And with this Marsha's Miyashiv a few things. First of all, how Marsha asked the Kash and Yevamos Daf Kuf, so there's Isra Lisa Shifcha, had Abraham marry Hagar. Hagar was a Shifcha. So first he says, so she was Nishtachara. I mean, she was Meshuchra. So.
But he wasn't Jewish either.
That's the whole shaila. If he had been Ben Noach or Yisrael, but time Kol Tarkul. Even if he was a Ben Noach, he kept Kol Tarkul. Okay. Same Betur Ben Noach. Ben Noach can marry Shifcha. No, I don't know that din. The shaila is, even if he's a Ben Noach, that means he kept Kol Tarkul. He kept the shaila is, did he keep it like a Yisrael? Was he keep it like a Yisrael lechomra, or even lekula? Was he yotze from being a Ben Noach to be Yisrael legamri, and he didn't have to be choshesh for chumras of Ben Noach, or was he a Ben Noach lechomer and a Yisrael lechomer? There's a richos about that. It's in the Rishonim and Acharonim quite a bit. So Shaila is how he marries Shifcha. So he says he was Meshachar. So she was Neshtachar. Question is, Hagar was a Mitzris. So what does it help? Mitzris is an Ador Shlishi.
Well, they didn't do it yet.
She's a mistress. She had a din mistress. Acharman Torah should have a din mistress. So to now, she's a din mistress. So Marsha answers. So since he married her before Mila, so even though there's an Isser, even though there would have been an Isser of condition Achar Mila, but since the Maestro condition was before Mila, so he could stay with her Beheter. That's what Marsha answers. And he also uses that to answer the famous Kasha, why Avram, later on the Parsha, why Avram only, if he kept Kol Tarkula, why did he wait for the Tzivoy from Kosh Baruch to the Mila? Why wasn't he Mekayim Mila beforehand? There's a lot of Tehrut Sim, but Marsha answers, Hagufa! He only did it for Mila. Exactly. The Maisa, you still have to take care of, later on, Avram marries Keturah. It's Machlokas, Rashi brings, 2 days in Tzvachim, if Keturah was Hagar or not. There it's after the Mila. If there's a Kiddushin, or to Keturah afterwards, so there was already Achar Mila, so you have to know what to do with that. Because there's no Teretz of before Mila. So there's different Terutzim for that. Okay. Pasuk Gimel. So Avram tells Sarah, Imrina Chosi At, Lamani Tavli Bavarech, Chaiso Nafshi Biglalech. Because they're going to. And before that, the pasuk Yubeis v'hayal ki yiru osach ha-mitzrim v'amru ishto zos v'hargu osi v'osach yichayu. They're going to kill me, and they're going to keep you alive. So a couple of nyanim here. First of all, so the Rishonim, the Chizkuni, and the Bali Tos was asked, what's pshat? The same, l'chora, v'hargu osi v'osach yichayu, l'chora, they're going to kill me because they don't want to be over Isra Eshesh Ish. They don't learn kipshuto, that they're going to kill me to be able to simply get to Zara. Rather, they're going to kill me that they shouldn't be over Isra Eshesh Ish. They were, they weren't tzaddikim, but So they ask. So the same way they were careful for Eishes Ish, why wouldn't they be careful for Ritzicha as well? So they answer that they prefer to be over an Isser once, a Ritzicha, not to be over Isser Eshes Ish, Kama Vakama Pa'omim.
I guess that's really better. I don't know. Is that really, speaking?
Listen. So, there's a Medrash Pliya here that says, on this pasuk, Mikan Sheshochtin L'chola B'Shabbos. From here we see you can Shecht for a whole on Shabbos. What does one thing have to do with the second? So, Vyos Naibishet says a beautiful pshat. Vyos Naibishet says like this. On the Gemara of Sheshochtin L'chola B'Shabbos, the Ron has a kasha. What's the heter to do Shechita for a whole on Shabbos? What gives us the reason? What gives us the reason to be Mechal Shabbos when we could just feed the chola on the Vela? The Vela is Isser Kal. It's not being Mechal Shabbos. The Ron answers, it's better to be over an Isser Chamor of Shechita B'Shabbos one time than to eat in the Vela where on every Kazayas for Kazayas, every Zayas for Zayas, that there's an Isser. So Rav Yosef Aibishit says, if you that's the pshat. Mikan Sheshochtin L'chola B'Shabbos, you see from here, because
we learned it from Paul.
You learned from that they wanted to be over Isser Ritzicha one time, even though it's Isser Chamor from Isher Ish, that was preferable over being over Isher Ish, Kama B'Kama Pa'omim. Okay, Alman Yitavli B'Avurech, Rashi says, Yidnu Li Matanos. Avram wished that they should give him Matanos. So the Kash is, Avias, Soli Matanos Yichya. What's he doing looking for Matanos? And furthermore, later on the parsha by Melech Sdom, Avram said, Harimusi Yodio Hashem Kel Elyon Kanesh Ma'aretz, Imichud V'yatzruch Na'on, I don't want to take anything. So why here is he ready to take Matanos? So this kasha, so Sifse Chum asks, and others. So Sifse Chum answers, he only wanted Matan Muetes, like Achila V'shtia, Lina, that's not a problem, Salim Matanos Yechia. Have to take some food from somebody, it's not a problem. That's his ukemta. The Rivo al HaTorah answers that to take a matana from a nachri is not a problem of Salim Matanos Yechia. And here he was going to take from a nachri. So, Lachora Yesh Lodon, that's Tolai. What's the reason behind Salim Matanos Yechia? So, there's a Rambam in the end of Zechia Matana, and there's a tour in Seven Reish Mem Tes, Choshen Mishpat, that say it's Altz Bitachon. Same way, I guess he said, Birkas Amazon, Lodiyam Masavadam, Lodiyam Vosim, Kim Nocham, Lodiyam Psucha. So it's an Indian of Bitachon. So if he that shouldn't make a difference if you take a Matana from a Goy or from Israel, it should still be a problem of Chisaran of Bitachon. Rashi and Mishlei on the Pasuk says, if you take Matana, so the same way you send a Matanas Yechia, Kosha Kain, She Sone Gezel. You'll learn to hate Gezel as well. So then, Legabe Nachri, so that'd be Tali. Gezel Akum, Smacholkas, Gezel Akum, Uta Gezel Akum Asar. So it's not Pashat if there'd be an issue of Matanas by Nachri. The Prisha in Reish Mem Tes there says a different reason. It's if he's over in the Vera, the one who gives you Matana, you're not gonna be Mochiachim. Because since he did you a favor, gave you Matana, you're not going to want to stand up to him. So that inin of tochacha from the veira lachor should not apply by a nachri. Inin of tochacha is lachor alts arvus, which you don't have by goyim. So if so, there should be no chisar of sonim matanas yechia by goyim, because.
So how is he allowed to have matanas from
paro? So we're answering. if that's the pshat, that the reason you can't take matanas is because of chiv tochacha, which doesn't apply by nachri, so paro is a nachri. So that'd be the second answer. First answer was matan muetas. Third answer is the Drisha. Here it makes a whole kimta. The Drisha says the pshat was all the different sarim of Mitzrayim, they all wanted sarah. They all wanted that Avram should give to them sarah. And Avram said, I'm not gonna, he didn't tell them. Avram knew he wasn't going to give her over. But he also didn't want to get killed or hurt by them. So he knew that they wouldn't hurt him, the sarim wouldn't hurt Abraham, because each sar was worried that the other sar, that they would have inner fighting, because each sar would say, I'm going to protect Avraham because I want Avraham to give me over Sarah. And they're not going to let the other sar hurt him. So they're all going to protect him. Each sar would protect Avraham from the other ones. So by taking a matana, that helps over this plan that they should hold, that all the sarim should hold, or should think that Sarah is Be'emes, his sister. Because by taking matanas, that would show this plan that give me a matana, and then he was telling him, so I'll give you over my sister. So that was the hetzer to give over matanas to basically to save their lives, and that the Rishayim shouldn't hurt them. There's another pshat that what's the matanas? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara later on in Pasuk in Chayesara says, "Uvnei hapilagshim asher laAvraham nosan Avram matanas." Avram gave matanas to bnei pilagshim. Gemara asks, "My matanas? Malamid shemoshal lehem shem tomo." He gave them over shem tomo, which Rashi in Sanhedrin there says, "Kishu v'maisa shedim," which is a whole different discussion. The Rishonim Acharonim ask, "How? Of course, how could Avram give over? How could he give over kishu v'maisa shedim?" But Marsha there says that it's muter lilmod kdei lahovin ulahoros in kishuf and ma'is shedim. So Mitzrayim is the makor of kishuf, and that's where a ton of kishuf happened. So that's the matanas that says here. Avur shiinu li matanas. He meant matanas of It wasn't matanas. Some matanas yichya. Some matanas of the shem tuma, like the Gemara calls the matanas of later on that he gave to the bnei pilagshim. And then that's where he got the. That's what he wanted from them, that they should teach a ma'asek shalom from to the kedei lahavin ulahoros. Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk says, "Kum hisalech ba'aretz le'arkol le'rochba kilocho etnena." Kosh Baruch Hu told Avram, "Walk around the aretz because he will give it." So. The Gemara above the Basra, Daf Kuf from the Aleph, the Gemara says, so is Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer holds, Holach bo li arko l'rachba, if you walk around the Sada, Mokum hilucho, so you're kona. Just the Etzem Halicha gives you a Kenyan Chazaka without doing any other Maisa Chazaka, and without any other Maisa Kenyan. And the Gemara learns, says, my time Rabbi Eliezer, Dechtiv, Kum hesalich ba'aretz l'arko l'rachba kilchot nena. So we talked about before, if the Avos had Din Ben Noach or Din Yisrael, so the Parsha Strachim, in the beginning, he's the Mishnah Melech. Parsha Strachim has Drushim about that discussed this Inyan heavily in other Inyanim. Parsha Strachim wants to be Mochiach from this that the Avos had Din Yisrael, Af Lehakel, Din Yisrael Legamri. What's his Raya? So this Hiluch, the Gemara says, is Midin Chazakah. The Rambam paskins that a goy is not kona bechazaka. Tishal Rishon, the Rambam paskins goy is not kona bechazaka. If the Avos had Din Ben Noach, so it can't be kona bechazaka. It must be that he had Din Yisrael. And that's how Rabbi Eliezer learned out that this kinyan of Hiluch works. It learns out from Avram. If Avram had Din Ben Noach, what's the Raya Bechlal that kinyan chazaka works? L'chor, there's no kinyan chazaka by goy. It must be Avram had Din Yisrael, and that's how you learn out the Din of Hiluch, that has a Din of Kenyan, that has a Din Chazakah, from Avram Vina, because he had Din Yisrael.
Who says him walking around has anything to do with Din
Chazakah? Kilucho and Neno. That's what the Gemara Darshan.
I will give it to you.
Ayadeh is it?
No, who's that? It's just
Gemara, maybe. I don't know if the Mefarshim there deal with it, but that's how the Gemara learns it out. So, but that you understand that's the Parsha Shrachim's Raya, that he had Din of Yisrael off the Kula? Yeah? Okay, good. So, there's a few horrors on his Pshat. First of all, Wiki Vager asks, we said before, Marsha says, Avram only kept the Torah achar Mila. If before the Mila, so Lekuliyama he had Din Ben Noah. This Maisa here, Kumis Lech Barz Larkal Rachbo, Kilachot Neno, is before the Mila. Mila is the Perak Yitzan, the end of the Parsha. So Lekul Yama is a Din Ben Noach. So it can't be Mochiach. There's a Din Yisrael from this. If Kivega understood, like the Marashah, Pashat, that he only kept the Torah Achar Amila. If the Parsha Shachem himself holds that, it's not Pashat. Right before this paragraph, he quotes Ramban. That's Mashma that Achar Amila is when Avram kept the Torah later on in the Sefer. He brings a Raya by the Maisa of Nimrod throwing Avram into Eish. He talks about there. If there's a riot to Yisrael ben Noach, that was way before the Mila. So it's not Pasha, but that's what Biki Vigor asks. Okay. There's another Ha'ara.
Wouldn't this be Lekula?
Yisrael af Lekula. That's what the Parsha Bechem wanted to say. So Biki Vigor asks, what's the riot? This is before the Mila. Before the Mila Lekuli Yama, he has been ben Noach.
So this ben is before the Mila?
Yeah. Mila is the end of the Parsha. So, L'chor ha'harja kusha l'duchta, how can the Gemara bring a raya? That's what Kivega asks. The Parsha Lechem is, I mean, Parsha Lechem is
the Chochmah. So that's the Mechulis, no?
What?
Whether it's the formula or...
Can you assume the Kuliyam? Can you assume the Parsha? Like that, that was... There are the Shitas out there. Parsha Lechem is going out the Shitas. You have to go through the whole Sefer. I'm saying from Nimrod, Smash, maybe that he's okay. That really, he had Din Yisrael even when he was just Makir Boro. They did 3 or 48, which either Medrash Kfishahu, or right before this paragraph, he quotes Rambam, which is Mashma, that the bris, that he only had Din Yisrael Achar Amila. So you have to know. The Chida has a horror on this Parsha Shrachim from Gemara and Gittin. I don't know if we'll have time for this, but... But it says the Gemara in Gittin is mashma that goy is kona bechazaka. Daf lamed ches. So he asked down the Rambam. Rambam says goy is not kona bechazaka. So he says you have to say like this: that a goy is kona from a goy bechazaka, but goy is not kona from a Yisrael bechazaka. That's what the Chita says. So he asks, so if so, what's going on over here? Hakanani v'aprizi az yoshev ba'aretz. Avram is going to be kona the aretz from other goyim. So chazaka should work. This is the type of this for goy from goy is kind of a chazaka. So the answer is really the Gemara in Gittin is not talking about the standard chazaka; it's talking about kibush melchama. Okay, there's a lot more on the Gemara in Gittin. We'll skip it for now. Also, in the Etzem Inyan that Avram was kind of the Oretz. So in Chuvah Sholem Eshev in Chela Gimel Simon Reish. He asks, so what's shot with the whole Maisa with Ephraim later on? The Aretz, it all belongs to him. So he said, really, it was to him, but the Maisa wasn't Nisfarsim, and he was worried, Maris Ayin, it's not going to look good. So as Midas Chasidus, he bought the land back from Ephraim, but it wasn't Maker Eden. To think about Mar and Kedushin, that base, what to do with that, but, you know, learning out, Kicha Kicha, Mr. Ephraim, but the Maisa already belonged to Avram. Okay, you have the Melchama. With the Malachim, so I'm Perek Yidal at Pasuk Gimel. So the Pasuk says, Kol Eila Chavru El Emek Hasidim Hu Yam HaMelach. They gather by Emek Hasidim, which is Yam HaMelach. There's a Lach on Shulchan Aruch, Semen Reish Chav Ches, Nor Chaim. Al Yamim V'Naharos, Harim U'Gvos U'Midbaros, Yisei Osa Maisev Reishas. In Sif Beis it says, not on every Nahar, only on the Arba, on the four Naharos that are written in the Pasuk. It's only if you see those naharos, if they weren't changed ayadei adam, if they weren't moved. The Mishnah Berurah says, you do them shame mimei breishes. You can only make osam maaser breishes if it's known that they were there from sheshes mei breishes, and it wasn't brought about afterwards. What's the deal with yam hamelach? Rashi here says, who yam hamelach? Because lechora there's a problem. The pasuk says chavrul emek hasidim, so it's not a yam. It says who yam hamelach. So what changed? So Rashi says two pshatim. First pshat, liachar zman nimshach hayam l'sochu v'nas yam ha-melech. After time, the yam went into the yam ha-melech. Medrash Agada omer, shenizbaku atzurim sivosu v'nimshachu yorom l'sochu. That the rocks, the boulders around the emek bursted open, and there were streams that went in to the emek. The Sheva HaLevi, Chelek Tesim and Mem Zayin, has a tshuva. They says, according to the first pshat in Rashi, you should not make a bracha of osam ma'asav reishis on yam ha-melech. Because since the yam went into it, and it wasn't there, misheshes mi'breishes, it was only nishava acharkach, so you don't make a bracha on it. Rav Shneiman and Ayel Sashachar on this pasuk, so he asked on Rashi, Gemara of a basra that ayin dal and beis has a drasha of kihu ayamim yisoda, that Kodesh Baruch Hu made Eretz Yisrael around seven yamim and arba naros, and one of those was yam shel stom, which Pashas means Yam HaMelech. So it's mashma that it was there from Briyasa Olam. Yam HaMelech was there from Briyasa Olam. So how could Rashi say it not? So he answers, Ulai chilek hoyo az v'achakach nosaf od. In the beginning, by Sheshem Ebrishis, part of the Yam HaMelech was there, and afterwards you have this Rashi where more of the Yam went into the Yam HaMelech. So he says, Nafkamina for Brochav osam ma'is Ebrishis. And he brings the name of Rav Yosha Lazal that only somebody who sees all of Yam HaMelech should make us a Maisa Vreishas, because then you know for sure you saw the part that was there from Sheshes Mei Vreishas. And he just, Rav Shneiman makes the Ha'aro, why are they mashmet this din, not to make a bracha of us a Maisa Vreishas Yam Melech unless you see the whole thing. In that Shuvah of Sheva HaLevi, Rav Osner he wrote that according to the second Pshat in Rashi, you could make Osa Ma'aseh Bereishis. It's not mashma that way. I don't know how he's learning. He says, the rocks bursted open, and streams went into it. It says mashma that was there from Shishmei Bereishis. Pashas, you look in the Meforshim on Rashi, Pashas is similar to the first Pshat, that it's just a question of is how did the Yam get there, but it wasn't there Meikara. So Lechor, you shouldn't make Osa Ma'aseh Bereishis. It's the Pashas Pshat on Rashi. Okay. Skip to the end of the Parsha. Amilas Avraham. There are quite a few Inyanim, Arvus, that need to be figured out.
Honor Eshkel Mamre.
Huh?
Like the yes, honor Eshkel Mamre.
Okay. Oh, yeah, there's an Eitzah. Yeah. So.
I just guess what you're going to say.
No, not, that's Vayera, but.
What is Vayera?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Questions are.
He didn't do Mila this portion,
or he did? He did a Mila, that Rashi of got Eitzah from Mamre.
Oh, because it's just the meaning of the next
question. Next question. Okay, so, why, in Yilam, or why wasn't, like we mentioned before, why wasn't he Mekayim Mila before the Tzivoy? If he was Kaim Kotar Kula, when did the Mila happen? Who mauled him? If he mauled himself, if he did, how could he? Because it's a Din of Himo Yimo, only someone who's Nemo can do Mila. And what were the Seder Dvarim, what got be his Mila and Yilid Bayis, did he give his Mila first and then to Bnei Beso, or Bnei Beso first and then to him, which is Machlokas, Ramban, or Achayim. And there's a lot of Inyanim which are Tali Zebezeh, some Terutzim to... Okay, let's get started. So, Rashi in Pasuk Chaf Dalet quotes that, quotes a Medrash, that Kosh Baruch Hu, Shaloch Yado v'ochos imo, Shenemar v'choros imo ha-brista. Kosh Baruch Hu helped Avram with the Mila. In Pirkei de Blazar, Herchav Tes, he wrote that Avram called Shem ben Noach to do the Mila. In the Radal, Perish Radal there, he addresses the issue of himo imo. They need someone who's a bar Mila to give the Mila. So maybe that's why he called over Shem, because he wasn't himself able to do Mila. But it's not Pasha that Shem's enough for that. If Shem was Noah Mohul, if that's enough, he deals with that there. Now, Lefidis Pshatim, that Shem did Mila, or Kosh Baruch Hu helped him out, you can Miyashiv. So when was the Mila? So the Tosef Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph, discusses that the, quotes Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, that the Mila was on Yom Kippur. The Tosef there also says, is Shita, that maybe it was on Pesach, and Pnei Yeshua discussed that maybe it was on Sukkah. So if it was on Yontav, so Lechora Avram's Mila was Mila Shalob Bismana. Mila Shalob Bismana is not Docha Yontav. So how could he do Mila? But if Shem did it, so Avram didn't have to be Docha.
Well, obviously that was the Yizmana.
Huh? Or with Mila Bismana. So that's Machlokas.
Huh? And Shem didn't give the Torah.
Or he had, right, he didn't, or if he didn't give the Torah, or he didn't Ben Noach, and Ben Noach anyways, so Gosh Yishov was Chayim Misa, so he has to do some, so he has to be over, he has to be Mechal Shabbos, or Mechal Yantav anyways. And yes, if he was Mechal Shabbos, then he wouldn't be Mekayim Din Shabbos as a B'tor Yisrael, but Biskrov suggests such a pshat that he called over Shem because Shem had been Ben-Noach, and I guess he wasn't Mekayim Kol Torah Kula.
So what's the story? How do you know it was on Yantav Shabbos?
So, I think they're Medayik from Yoshe Pesach Ha'ol Kechom Hayom. That's a Lashon of Schach, so it must have been Sukkis. And I think there's a Midrash in the beginning of Vayera, and Tosus brings it that the Medayik that it was on at which point of the year. Right. Now, so you asked before if it's Mila Bismana or Mila Shalob Bismana. The Marsha in the Dharm Laman Aleph learns it's Mila Shalob Bismana. Other Rechram learns Mila Bismana, which is Lechor Atoli. Is the Pshat Mila Bismana?
Huh? So, Shem told to do it, like, assuming now.
So that's one Pshat. Or if the Din is Yom Shemini, is the Mila Bismana. So then it wouldn't help here. That's what's Tholi. What's Kobeya, the Mila Bismana? Is it the Yom Shemini that's Kobeya, or is it the Zman Tzivoy?
Oh, is it the Mrs. on the, as the person giving the Mila? That's why he did it for... He did it on Yitzhak in his Bisman, because that's... It was his Mitzvah, it wasn't Yitzhak's Mitzvah.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know, but like...
Yeah, no.
Avram, he was... It was a different Mitzvah. We don't have a Mitzvah to do a meal on ourselves. We have a Mitzvah to do a meal on ourselves.
Oh, you're saying it's a separate Tzivoy. Even if it's not Mila Bismana, it was Shalob Bismana, so a Tzivoy. So if it's a Tzivoy, so then that takes care of a few things. So if it was a Tzivoy, so then that's why it would be Docha, a separate Tzivoy. And then also take care, even though he wasn't Nemo, he could do Milo. I did it, Sivoy. Also, the answer is why he didn't do Milo beforehand if he was Mekam Kotor Kulas, not the Teretz. If he couldn't do Milo beforehand because of this Chisern of Himo Yimo, he wasn't Bar Milo. But now I did it, Sivoy, so he could do Milo. So just skip to the Indian of why he didn't do Milo beforehand. So we have a few pshatim. First of all, either because of the chisaron of himo yimo, he wasn't able to do mila beforehand. Or the Mizrahi answers, gola mitzuva viosa. He wanted to wait for tzivoy, because gola mitzuva viosa, meishen mitzuva viosa. The third teretz we said before, the marsha, that he only kept Torah achar mila. There's an answer from the Panim Yafos and others that say that there would be an Isra Chavala. Until the tzivoy of mila, he would be over the Isra Chavala by doing bris mila. So, on that teretz, let's just make a few horrors in that teretz. First of all, if there's chavala ayde asmo, if you give chavala to yourself, is that an iser bechlal? It's not pasha. So sigin baba kamen tzai alam beis. The meiri there learns that it's derabanan and lecha mishnah also. If it's derabanan, so lechora the kiyum milo doraisa should be docha the derabanan of chavala. Also, we said before it's not pasha that they're mekayim dini derabanan. There's also some shittos that there's no iser bechalal lachvol atzmo. So then that would throw out that teretz. Also, the chora of the pshat is sarach bir, because if there's a kiyum mitzvah of mila, even before the tivoy, it's a kiyum mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv, but still, if it's kiyum, then how can you say there's iser chavala? Also, later on, parshas Miketz, Yosef was mevakesh from the mitzrim to do mila. Lachor, why would he be mevakesh from them to be atzma? Even though they're Bnei Noach, and they definitely weren't trying to make Kaim Kol Torah Kula. But the issue of Bnei Noach is Muzran Chavala is a whole discussion. What the Makor for Chavala is, it might be from V'achas Dimchem Lashrosechem Edrosh and Parshas Noach, and Bnei Noach might be Mitzvah on that. If so, how could he mevakesh from them to do Mila? The Zohar says that Yosef didn't do the right thing by asking him to do Mila, but that was only because that was for a different reason. It wasn't Alt Chavala. It was that the Zohar was bothered because how could he ask him to do Mila? To be hosting an Os Bris Kodesh on the Mitzrim. It was just that only for Yisrael, that's not for Goyim. But it wasn't because of Isra Chavala. Also, Avraham Avinu, Gemara Yevamos says, was not Mitzvah on Priya, only Mila and not Priya. But there's 2 days in Yishalmi if Lamaisa he did Priya. If he did Priya, what's the heter? If the Panim Yafos that says that there's Isra Chavala when there's no Tzivoy, so Priya also, you're being Chovel Biatzmo. And if there's no Tzivoy, what was the heter to do Priya? And another riot against this pshat is there's a machlokas by Shar Mitzvos outside of the Gimel Chamuros. If there's Din Yarov Vayavur, if you have Rishus Mimosar Nafshal Lemisa by Shar Mitzvos, Goy says, Doni Chazir, do you have Rishus to say, I'm not going to eat the Chazir and let yourself be killed? So the Rosh says, yeah, you have Rishus to do that. And the Rosh, B'toch Dvorav, in the Velazara, says, you have Rishus to lihorig, v'ein ze mikri chovel biatmo. That's not called being over the Isra Chavola. So even though here there's only a kiyum, he definitely has no chiyuv to be Moshe Nafsho by Shar Mitzvahs. He says, ein ze mikri chovel biatmo. So you see, when you're mekayim a mitzvah, there's no din chavola. So that'd be a raya also, lachor, against this pshat, that if there would have been a kiyum mitzvahs mila before the tzivoy, lachor, it's difficult to say to be an Isra Chavola. Okay, stop here.